Okay, we're going live. Hello, hello. How's it going? Let's see here. Let's get arranged here. Hey guys, get in here. Can you? I always ask, can you hear me? Because sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And I am going live on Periscope. Is it Twitter? I don't do this ever. So I'm on Periscope, trying that out for I think the first time. Well, I did like 3 years ago or something. I don't know. Okay, so hey guys, get in here. How's it going? JJ Savage, love your skits. Well, thank you so much. I need another skit. Need to do another skit. Hey Carolina, welcome. Hey Bill from YouTube, get in here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to ya. I cannot do an Irish accent, although I'm a little Irish, a little bit. I look Irish, but I'm mostly Czech. But I look I the I, dark hair. See, I have some highlights in my hair, but my hair is like black, and I have blue eyes, so people think I'm Irish. I've been to Ireland, and they just assumed I was Irish, and I wasn't. I'm not. I mean, I might be a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to do that whole ancestry thing. I don't know. Okay, guys, what's going on? Hey, I've been away for a little bit. I took a little siesta. Is that that's a nap? I took a break. I went to a freedom-loving state. It's a place far from Colorado where people are allowed to do what they want and make their own decisions. It's a place called Florida, and it was amazing. I experienced freedom, and it was a beautiful thing. I think I have a picture here of me experiencing freedom. Here I am. Here I am on the beach. Look at that. That's freedom. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was real freedom, and I was so happy to experience it. I got away with my husband for a little bit, left my kids. I never do that. Like, my main priority, my main focus is my children. I've had people say, you should do this, you do that. And I'm like, if it takes me away from my kids, no. I'm a mom. I want to be a mom. They are my main investment. I love them with all my heart. Raising kids is not a side time, a side job. It's a full-time job. And that is my passion. I want to raise people that love freedom and will fight for freedom and love America. So that is my purpose, my calling. I also love doing this. But kids come first. Anyways, left my kids. It was kind of, it's a freaky thing. And we made it. We all made it. We all survived. It was good. So I am wearing green for St. Patrick's Day. Yes, I see somebody mentioned the sweater. Decided to throw that on. Check it out. Okay, so I'm catching up on everything that I missed while I was gone. I guess, oh yeah, so let's talk about Florida. The difference is unbelievable to me. Okay, I'm here in Colorado. I've got a Democrat governor. He Jared Polis, very lefty leftist, and he's enjoying being king. And it's amazing to me, like we're all Americans, right? And then some Americans are really experiencing freedom right now. Like there's people, they're just doing whatever they want. I mean, they're not wearing masks, they're going to restaurants. I mean, being crowded restaurants and no masks and freedom and dancing and you see people's smiles. I haven't seen smiles in like so long, and you're like, oh my gosh, a stranger smiling at me. It was just like, what's happening? And they're so friendly and everybody's so happy. It was just happiness. It was so much joy. It was just, oh, it was amazing. And there's a huge difference. I guarantee you, and I don't know this for sure, but the flight crew out from Denver, United to Florida, they were like mass Nazis. I mean, they were like, don't you dare. And in between bites, if you dare. And it was funny. This one guy was like eating food right on the aisle next to us. And she walks by and she's like, pull your mask up. And so he's like, I'm eating. And she's like, what? Like it was like, this is so uncomfortable. Like, can't we just, and it was like that confrontation was about to start. And then he's like, no, I'll pull it up. It was just like, this lady wanted a piece. this flight attendant, she was ready to go. I don't know if she's pumping in the gym or, but she wanted to go at this guy. She wanted it. And he's like, you know, I'll put my mask up. So, I found that interesting, but then on the flight home, so relaxed. Like, I mean, you know, you still have to wear your mask and everything, but they weren't walking around like, you know, looking to just tear somebody apart. So it was interesting. It was very interesting. It was great. It's good to be back in Colorado just because my family's here and I love Colorado. I just don't love the politics. Like, I love freedom. So there was a huge difference. And then I truly love Governor DeSantis. I just love the guy. I think he's great. He might possibly be running in 2024. And I'm a fan. I'm going to say it right now. I'm a fan of DeSantis. And he recently did something today that I absolutely love. This is in the news. It's kind of going around. He vocally said that Florida will exclude critical race theory. So critical race theory is basically, you know, it's separating people and dividing people on their color. And these people have it better because of their color of skin than these people. And you're a victim and you might be racist and you might know it. And there's white privilege. It's all just a bunch of junk to divide the human race instead of unite us. Because as long as we have victim mentality, as long as we have people thinking, hey, you're a victim, the Democrat Party exists. Okay. If you stop victimhood, then the Democratic Party ceases to exist. I mean, that is the gasoline, that is their fuel, that is what keeps their engine going. It is victimhood. Okay? You won't meet a Democrat that doesn't believe that they believe they're a victim. And somewhere in there they believe in victimhood. They believe either they are a victim or we're just inherently racist people. But there's always that victimhood mentality. You take that away, the Democrat Party dies. So DeSantis is like, we're not doing it. We're just not going to do it. So here's a little clip I want to play for you guys of him just saying, hey, we're not participating.
Florida civics curriculum will incorporate foundational concepts with the best materials, and it will expressly exclude unsanctioned narratives like critical race theory and other unsubstantiated theories. Let me be clear, there's no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory. Teaching kids to hate their country and to hate each other is not worth one red cent of taxpayer money. So we will invest in actual, solid, true curriculum, and we will be a leader in the development and in implementation of a world-class civics education.
Oh, whoa! What? What a concept! We're not gonna tell kids that they might be a racist and they might not know it. It's insane what the schools right now are indoctrinating their kids with. This is why I don't participate. I'm just not participating in any of this stuff. I don't have my kids being indoctrinated. They actually go to a freedom-loving school that is a treasure that I found. I'm not going to share exactly where it's at because that would be stupid, but it's amazing. And they love freedom and they love the individual and the ability's right to choose and parents' rights. And I'm telling you right now, moms and dads, do not put your kids in this indoctrination. I know too many people that have sent their kids off to a university, off to school, and they come back with a different child. It's like, what? Who? And even, okay, I went to a liberal university. I went to Colorado State University, and it was just starting to go that way. There's University of Colorado, and then there's Colorado State University. Colorado State University tended to be a little bit more like chill when it came to like liberal ideology and progressivism and all that crap. But still, I remember, I mean, I was sitting, and I had to take some classes where, you know, these feminists come out and it's just male bashing. It literally was just an hour and a half, 90-minute class of hating the patriarchy. And I'm like, what? You know, this is all new to me. And thank God I was grounded in conservative principles and beliefs. And I was challenged. I mean, thank God for, I'm telling you right now, as a parent, you have to challenge your kid. You can't, okay, they come home, you're going to have Easter dinner coming up here soon or whatever, they come home for summer break. Challenge them, debate them, have conversations. It's so important to debate. I'm one of seven kids. My parents, we all sat down and it would get heated, but we would debate, we'd work it out, we'd talk it out, we'd fight it out. But it's so healthy to debate. It's so healthy to argue. And I don't think parents are doing that anymore. They're like, oh, that's interesting. You're learning that. That's great. You know, and learn to argue back, debate your children and don't send them to liberal universities. And if you do, debate them. Because it's gotten so nutty, so left wing. I mean, college professors, they're pretty much all at this point, sympathetic to communism, or they believe full on in communism, or they're definitely socialists. And so you have to combat that stuff. And as parents, you got to know what you believe and why you believe it. So I love it that DeSantis is like, we're not participating. We're just not, sorry. We're not going to participate. So, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. I found this interesting. This just showed up on Twitter. Okay. You have to keep wearing a mask, but John Kerry doesn't. Just like John Kerry, you know, he gets to fly around in his private jet, but you should stop flying. You should stop, you know, doing anything that emits carbon whatsoever. In fact, you should just ride a bike for the rest of your life, but you should ride a bike made of non-fossil fuel. So that's going to be difficult to find because almost every bike out there is made of fossil fuels. So I don't know, maybe walk it out, but be careful what shoes you have because a lot of shoes are made from materials that have fossil fuels in them. So barefoot, maybe just walk barefoot for the rest of your life while John Kerry gets to fly in his private jet and he doesn't have to wear a mask. Here he is. I got Kerry here. Here he is. As he was exclusive, Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, took off his mask as he settled in his first class, basically his first class flight on American Air. He was not eating or drinking. He was simply flaunting his Biden's mandatory mask policy. There he is. See, and you can kind of see, I don't know if I can zoom in. I can't zoom in, but the guy next to him has a mask on. You can see the bigger picture. I don't have that, but there he is. Maskless Kerry, because he doesn't have to. You do, but he doesn't. And this is what I don't understand about Democrats. So if you're a Democrat, just can you please explain to me why it's okay for some people to tell you to do something, but they don't have to do it themselves? Because that's literally what it is. Oh, also, let's just do this. I don't know if I have it. Oh, dang it, I don't have it. But I have. Hold on, let me see. I might. Hold on. This is just such a mess right now. Oh my gosh. I have, let's see here. Here is, oh, I might have deleted it. I think I deleted it. But it's the most awkward video. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's an awkward, it's like an awkward 2-minute video at the inauguration of Biden of silence. Okay, they weren't holding silence for any kind of like, you know, recognition of COVID deaths or anything like that. It was just an awkward 2-minute silence. And in this, like everybody around Biden is wearing a mask and Biden's not wearing a mask. It's just like 2 minutes of not. And it, again, they don't have to do what you are told to do. I don't understand it. So if you could, trolls that are constantly trolling me, tell me why it's okay. I want to know why it's okay for someone to tell you what to do, but they don't do it themselves. Because it's not okay with me. It's just not okay with me. It's basically parenting because, hey, kids, you can't drive a car, but I get to. Okay. That's me telling my kids that I am their parent. I get to do things they don't get to. But it's fascinating to me, the adults out there that are completely fine with other adults telling them what they can and cannot do. I don't get it. It just rubs me so wrong. I have such an issue with it. And I'm amazed that some people are like, it's okay. You know, it's fine. You want me to what? Okay, I'll do it. You want 2 masks? Okay. A shield over my face? All right. Clad goggles? Okay. A hat? Something could go in my ear? Okay. I'll put it. Okay. What? Anything else? To stay in my home? For how long? Okay. You're not going to? Okay. Oh, Okay, it blows my mind. I don't understand it. You should not fly, but we get to on private planes. Okay, it's just the double standard, and it's amazing to me the people that are fine with it. Like, I can't relate to it. Sorry, I get a little, because I don't get it. Okay, so I guess yesterday I missed this because I was just getting back in town, but Trump was interviewed by Maria Bartiromo. I love her name. I can't say her name right, but she's amazing. I really like her. And on Fox, I guess he called in, and some people are like a little uneasy because he said it's totally fine. You know, he encouraged people to get the vaccine. And people are like, but we don't want to get the vaccine. I guess there's a recent study out, like 49% of Republican men, Trump supporters, don't feel comfortable getting the vaccine. And then recently Biden's like, what's wrong with these people thinking it's macho? It's so unpatriotic to not get the vaccine. And this is my thing, okay? How is it unpatriotic to question? Like, that's all we're really doing, people that are uncomfortable. And personally, I'm going to speak from my personal point of view. These are emergency use authorized vaccines. And vaccines technically are they're putting the virus in your body and you fight it with your own immunity. This is not what a lot of this stuff is. A lot of this is like messengers going in to create the vaccine in your body, and we don't know how long it stays there. We don't know long-term effects. And, you know, there's some countries, you know, Germany, France, you know, several European countries that are saying they're stopping some of this. I think the AstraZeneca has been halted. So we've got people that are like, you know, in other countries halting the vaccine. We don't know how long it's been out there. From personal experience, I had COVID. Okay. There are zero studies that I've been trying to research. So if you find it, please send it to me. There's been zero studies on people that have had COVID, then getting the vaccine and what that looks like. I don't know. So for me, I like to see results. I like to see long-term effects. I like to say, okay, that's been around for a while. You know, there's been some tests done on it. How did animals fare with this thing? Because are animals, you know, from my understanding, animals, some have been tested, but they're not releasing the results. So I'd like to see the results of that. None of this is crazy or just way conspiracy or, okay, Rachel, you got your tin hat on again. It's not to say, hey, hold up. Let's just see how this plays out. Like, I'm just, you guys do it. If you feel comfortable, go for it. Totally. You have my blessing. Go for it. That's fine. Yeah. I don't know about blessing. Maybe I wouldn't bless it. I'd just say best of luck. Pray for you. Hope it goes well. And then see how it goes. So, but why the pressure for everyone to get a vaccine when we're dealing with a virus of like a 99 point whatever survival rate? So I'm having a hard time understanding this extreme pressure. And then it's like, you wouldn't go get a chicken pox vaccine if you've had chicken pox. Right? I mean, wouldn't science say that? Science says, you know, you've had the disease, you fought it, and then why would you then get it put back in your body if you've already fought it? So I'd like some, and I'm not trying to hate on it. I want some science. I want some, hey, this is what we found for people that had the vaccine and then they got the vaccine. That had the virus and then they got the vaccine. This is what we're finding. These are our findings. These are, you know, we've been studying this for over, you know, some time now. I like time. I think time is a good thing. And this is what we've decided. So I don't understand why that's just such, oh my gosh, that's just so un-American. Just so, like, how could you? How could you use common sense and logic? How could you question? Questioning is like a sign of intelligence. So if you're asking questions, you're intelligent. People that don't ask questions and just go along with whatever they're told, they're not intelligent people. You should be. Intelligence is, hey, like, let's, can I get some data on that? Can I get some stats on that? Are we sure? I mean, I just want to see. And then the hate that you get when you ask that is makes me even more like, okay, why are you freaking out? Like, I just want to see the long-term effects. Like, why are you hating? Like, I don't get it. So that's where I stand. I mean, and that's great that Trump is all in on this. I'm not yet. Okay. So that's where I stand. Those are my thoughts. I don't, you know, let me know your thoughts in the comments. I'd like to know, because it's amazing to me how many people are like so sensitive and like touchy and emotional. Like, I'm not going to be emotional on this. I want the data. I want the science. I want the facts. I want to find out what's happened to people that have gotten it, what happened to people that had the virus and then got the vaccine, and what does it look like, you know, sometime later? How are they doing? That's common sense. That's not irrational or crazy or conspiracy or nutty. It's just calm logic. Like, it's let's just see how this plays out. So I don't know. I don't know why people are freaking out so much. Okay, so also while I was gone, the Washington Post decided to correct everything they said, which is just a normal at this point. I mean, NBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, you name it. Did I say CNN? I could say that 10 times over. You know, they'll put out something because this is how it works, okay? They have a source, okay? They find some unnamed source. Betty Lou Who, okay? Betty Lou Who goes to Washington Post. She's like, I heard something. I heard something. It's terrible. I heard something Trump said. He said it on a phone call. It's just terrible. It's horrible. This is what he said. It's just so bad. And then Betty Lou Who goes over to the New York Times, and she's like, that's what Trump said. It's so terrible. So then New York Times is like, we can confirm what the Washington Post also heard from an undisclosed source. That Trump decided to, what do they say? Well, the whole thing, the impeachment trial was all based on this. It was based on basically Trump bullied. They're saying that he bullied Georgia to go deeper and find, you know, the fraud and find the missing votes or whatever. Never happened. Didn't happen. They even used this, the Senate, the prosecutors or whatever, use this in the Senate trial. They quoted from this garbage Washington Post article. Okay. So it's just like, so this, what is here? Here's the official. Where is it? Because I'm learning this new thing how to. Here we go. Yeah. Washington Post runs a correction admitting they misquoted Trump. See, this and it blows my mind that people still listen to these people. Like, why? You watch a source, right? You watch a news source and you watch it and over and over and over and over again, they're like, hey, we got it wrong. Oh, we got it wrong. Sorry, we got it wrong again. It was wrong. It was wrong, but it's always wrong on one side. It's never wrong for the Democrats, but it's always wrong for the Republicans and always wrong against Trump. And then, hey, we got it wrong. We got it wrong. We got to correct it. It's like, eh. Eventually, you would think people would be like, you know what? I just don't think you're a credible source. I don't think I'm going to go to you for my news anymore. I think I'm just maybe Washington Post doesn't get it right. Maybe New York Times doesn't know what they're talking about. Maybe CNN, who's always redacting stuff, eventually retracting stuff, eventually says, you know what? Maybe CNN's not the source to go to. I mean, it's constant with these people. And now, oh, sorry. Sorry, we got it wrong. We totally misquoted Trump. He never said anything that we said he said. The election is over and sorry, so sorry. That could be a satire in itself. And the person that leaked this, what's her name? Here she is. I don't know how to say her last name and I don't know if I should. Her last name is Jordan, Fuchs. Is it Fudge? Is that safe to say? We'll just say her name is Jordan Fudge. And she was the source. Guarantee you this woman was a rhino, a never Trumper. We should do some research on Jordan Fudge. Is that how you say it? Tell me. Am I saying it right? I don't, it's a dicey one. It's a dicey one. Could get could get in some trouble for saying her name. Anyway, she's the one that leaked this stuff. Totally misquoted, leaked fake stuff. Guarantee you she's a never Trumper. Guarantee you that she's a rhino. So, I mean, there's so many of them. It's disgusting. I remember working on the Trump campaign back in 2016. We had so many never Trumpers in Colorado. They made our job so hard. And I hope they're happy now. Hope they're happy with Biden, this guy, who, let's just lead right into this. It's a viral video. You guys have probably seen it. I posted it on my page. It's a weird one. A lot of people are talking about this video. Basically, Biden walks out to the press corps. I think it was a press pool yesterday, out right in front of Marine One. And he's asked if he's going to go down to the border, right? And he's like, no, I'm not going to go down the border. There's no need. Of course. Okay, this is the thing. Okay, and I'll say it every single time I go in here. The crisis at the border is intentional. The crisis at the border is to create so many people coming over illegally, becoming dependent upon the government here to basically break the system. They have to break the system. The goal is to break the system. They got to break the system in order to implement, to say the system doesn't work, right? So it's like, oh, you know, we're going to bankrupt America. We're going to break the system. The taxpayer Americans cannot handle thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming across our border. We can't. We literally cannot. And so you can tax us to a point where we break, where it's like, we can't do this. Like, we can't do it. And that's the goal. Okay. The goal is to break the system, to break it so much that people are like, we can't do it anymore. Then you get the globalism coming in. Then you get the globalists, the communists, the socialists that are saying, see, the system doesn't work. This capitalism that you guys believe in doesn't work. It doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because you intentionally broke the system. Okay, so that's the goal. They have to break the system, and then they come in and ushering in their globalism, communism, garbage crap. So this is why we have this crisis at the border. This is intentional. Okay, Biden first day in office basically said we're gonna stop building the wall. Okay, a wall keeps people out. Okay, there are walls around your house. If walls didn't work, you wouldn't have walls around your house. Okay, you just wouldn't. Okay, walls work. Okay, so he stops building the walls, then he stops enforcing basically our current immigration laws. Okay, basically he just says we're not gonna do it anymore. So basically, the people that were crossing the border and were sent back to Mexico and had to wait for a hearing, he stopped that. So now they're coming over here, they're staying here, and they're putting them in storage containers. They're putting people in storage containers. So they went from the Obama cages to the storage containers. That's what they're doing right now. So that's where we're at. They're doing this intentionally because they have to break the system. Okay. So when Biden's like, wow, why would I go down the border? This is working exactly how I want it to work. No, he doesn't even know what's happening. I mean, watch this video. This guy doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what's happening. There are people behind the scenes, God knows who, I have no idea, that are running this show. But what's so crazy about this video here is he walks up to this press pool, right? And his hand like goes through like this boom mic. Okay. Now I've worked in movies. I've worked with green screen, and I'm not saying this because Facebook were like, oh my gosh, she's spreading fake news. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, watch this video. Just watch it. Tell me what you think. We'll see. We'll see what you think.
Southern border, sir?
Not at the moment.
Have you decided when you're able to share thoughts with other countries? Is it allies or neighbors first? Who will be the first country to get U.S. vaccines?
I've been talking with several countries already. Well, I'll let you know that very shortly.
Mike, did you see that? I mean, I can replay it. I don't know, but it's up on my page. Just check it. You can rewind it over and over again. There's slow shots of it. There's all sorts of stuff on it, but I found that fascinating. And I'm like, what is that? Like what? And this is not some, you know, pre-edited. This is not some edited video or whatever. This is on Washington Post, Bloomberg, Where else do they have it? Like, there's other left-leaning sites that have this video. So it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre to me. And, okay, so I did a zoom up close up, and his hands, like, my hands look older than, my hands do look old. Look at that. Oh my gosh. Like, I have the veiny hands. Anyways, why am I telling you that? Okay, so basically, you do a zoom up on the person's hands that go through the mic, and they're like young hands, and they're not even like, I'm like, white girl. They're like tan and nice and like totally like not white, like white girl like me. So check it out and let me know your thoughts, because I'm like, what is that? Like, so I kept rewinding it and watching over, and it's basically consumed my morning, apart from watching children and getting ready for my son's birthday, which is tomorrow. So that's it for me today. That's what I wanted to check in. I think I'm caught up. I'm sure things have happened since I've been on here. This is my first time doing hologram. Yeah, hologram, people are saying. I know. Like, I'm not saying it because then Facebook will be like, oh my gosh, they've already completely demonetized me on everything. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say it's a fascinating video. You should watch it, check it out, and let me know your thoughts. That's all I'm saying. That's it. What else? What are you guys saying? Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you want to support, I'm on Patreon. I still have that up until Patreon probably says, I don't know. Hopefully they don't. I don't think I say anything wrong, but they apparently do. And they hate my satire. They hate any conservative that makes fun of the left through satire or parody. They just can't handle it. So that's why they've dropped me. So anyways, all right, you guys, God bless. I am on MeWe. I started a new podcast, so I'll like download this and upload it on a podcast so you can listen. Where are you going live after Periscope? Oh, well, this is it for now. This is it. I'm here now, and then I will update. I'll put it on MeWe. I'll put it on Rumble. Where else will I go? I don't know. There's just too many. And then, like, people are like, are you here? Are you on this one? And I'm like, are you on this one? I'm like, I can't do all of these. Like, I have to pick, like, five. I have to pick five sites, maybe five or six. It's getting out of control, which is great. We have choices, but I can't cover all those bases. There's only one person. It's only me. All right, you guys. God bless you. Keep speaking up and speaking out. I know. Okay. And I always end with something super positive and uplifting, because my faith is my primary source right now with all of this madness. And I just want to tell you, in the midst of all the crazy, in the midst of all the madness, in the midst of all the, God, what is happening to our country? Know that you're here for this time. Know that you're supposed to be here for this time. God does not make mistakes. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. I always come back to Jeremiah 1:5. That's what's so beautiful about being here in this time. Like, what an honor. It is an honor. It's an honor to be here in this time, because you have the faith to be here in this time. And you might not think you do, but you do. And so know that. And God bless you guys. And we'll talk soon. All right. Bye, guys.